Continuing our learning of the Tshuvot over Rav Avadia Yosef, we're in Tshuvot Yichavedat, Chelek Gimel, Siman Yud Zayin. He's moving on here to Hilchot Shabbat, and his question is, can you give your car to a mechanic to fix over Shabbat, assuming the mechanic isn't Jewish? Can you give your car to a mechanic to fix, and you'll pick it up on Sunday? Can you bring it to him on Friday, have him fix it, and then you will pick it up on Sunday? So Rav Avadia Yosef deals with several issues. The first is you're asking a non-Jew to do a melacha for you on Shabbat. So that's called Amira L'Nochri. Amira L'Nochri is Nisur D'Rabbanan. You are not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do something for you on Shabbat. Now, there are different reasons given for that. One reason is that if we get used to asking a non-Jew to do something for us on Shabbat, we may come ourselves to do it on Shabbat. Another reason might be that there's some concept of Shlichut, a messenger, that if I ask a non-Jew to do something for me, it's as if I did it myself. Not exactly like I did it myself, so it's only Nisur D'Rabbanan. Nonetheless, it's an Isur D'Rabbanan. The Rambam is very clear. It's not only if you ask him on Shabbat to do something that you're not allowed to do. If you ask him before Shabbat to do something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbat, if you ask him on Friday to do something on Shabbat, that's also Amira L'Nochri. The Maharami Rutenberg says, you know, people make a mistake. They think it's only if you ask the person on Shabbat to do something. He says, that's not true. Even if you ask the non-Jew before Shabbat, you can still violate Amira L'Nochri. But here, you're not asking him to do it exactly on Shabbat. You don't care when he actually fixes the car. Let him do it before Shabbat. Let him do it after Shabbat. It's irrelevant. You're not saying explicitly, please do this for me on Shabbat. The other issue, the next issue that you have to deal with, is the problem of, well, paying a non-Jew to do work for you on Shabbat. Not necessarily asking him, but you're paying for it. Someone is working for you on Shabbat. It can look, there's a prohibition to have someone work for you on Shabbat of Schir Yom. If you're paying that person, paying the non-Jew presumably, or even the Jew doing work that he's allowed to do, but you're paying Schir Yom, you're paying each day, let's say it's a non-Jew, you're paying per hour or per day and he's working for you on Shabbat, that is prohibited. However, if you're not paying him per day, you're not paying him per hour, you actually don't care how long it takes him. It takes him 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, and I don't actually care when he does it. He wants to stay up all night, or wants to do it Friday at 4 o'clock, he can do it Friday at 4 o'clock. He wants to do it Motei Shabbat, he can do it Motei Shabbat. I don't really care. I'm frankly not interested. I'm giving it to him for X number of times. Let's say I give it to him on Sunday, and I say I need it next Sunday. Now, he might do it on Shabbat, he might do it on Friday, he might do it on Thursday. I don't care when he does it. That's called kablanut. Kablanut, from the word kablan, a contractor, you pay him for the product. You pay him to do the job. You're paying by the job, not by the hour or the day, and that's not a problem on Shabbat for a goy to do melacha for a Jew, assuming there's no Amira L'Nochri issue. You didn't ask him specifically to do it on Shabbat. Here, it's not a problem this would qualify as kablanut. I'm giving him the car. I'm not paying him an hourly wage. Let's assume for a moment. If I am, it could be a problem. I'm not paying him per day. I'm paying him fix my car, change the oil, do whatever it is. It's an object, it's a price. And therefore, it would be kablanut, and therefore, it should be permissible. However, Rav Avadia Yosef deals with an exception to that rule. The Magen Avraham and the Torah Zahav write that, look, that they were dealing with another issue here. You have to sell things in the market. You have to sell things in the marketplace, and so you want to have you hire a non-Jew to work with you, and he sells in the marketplace. And you don't really care what day he sells. He just has to sell this merchandise that you have, and then you're going to split the profits in a particular way. He's going to do the work, and you're providing the capital, and you're going to split the profits in a particular way. And you don't care what day he sells it. It's Thursday, let him do it Friday, let him do it Shabbat. And again, I'm right, though, but if the market's only open on Shabbat, if that's the market day back in history, that was there was one day. If that was the day of the market, he says, then you're not allowed to do that. Why? Me'achar she'yaduahu she'yif shavli k'not ha'chepet in b'Shabbat. So I'm buying something. You know it can only be done on Shabbat. Harei zek omer lo b'seiru she'ikne b'Shabbat. You're right, you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbat. But you put him in a situation where he has to, there's no other choice but to do it on Shabbat. It's as if he told him to do it on Shabbat. And therefore, the Magen Avraham writes, if there's no other option, then it's not going to be okay. So in our case, if you gave him the car on Friday afternoon, 5 minutes before he closes, and you're picking it up first thing Sunday morning, practically speaking, he's only able to do it on Shabbat. He's closing Friday. He's not open Sunday. You can pick it up Sunday morning. The only time he can work on Shabbat then again, everyone would tell you, you put him in a situation where it's not possible for him to do it otherwise. You get, no, I don't care when you do it. Do it Friday, do it Sunday. No, there's no other option. There's no other option. You haven't given him an option, and therefore, that would be prohibitive. However, the Sefer Minchat Kohen, Rav Avraham HaKohen Pimentel, Rav Avraham Yosef is very taken by the Sefer Minchat Kohen. If you've ever read it, it's a fascinating, fascinating Sefer. Rav Avraham HaKohen Pimentel, he has a piece on Hilchot Bishul B'Shabbat, and on Kablanut there. He has a piece on Basar B'Chalav, interesting things in Hilchot Tarovet, and interesting things about figuring out exactly what Tzedek Kochavim is. It's three parts of the Sefer, fascinating Sefer. He says, no. Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beit Yosef, quotes the Ran, who says, as long as you don't ask the non-Jew to do it on Shabbat, end of story. The Magen Avraham is the one who said, well, but if there's no other option, if the only time to do it is Shabbat, it's as if you ask him. He says, no. The Shulchan Aruch just says, as long as you don't ask him, you don't tell him to do it on Shabbat, mutar, is permissible. And there's a big machloket achronim. What do we follow? Do we follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch didn't say anything. He didn't say yes, he didn't say no. He just said you're not allowed to ask the non-Jew to do it on Shabbat. So as long as you don't ask the non-Jew to do it on Shabbat, it's okay? Or no, like the Magen Avraham, you're right, you're not allowed to ask him, but if you put him in a situation where the only time he could do it is Shabbat, it's as if you asked him. Big machloket achronim, Rabbi Yosef quotes some achronim saying like this, some achronim saying like that. He in fact quotes the Ben Ishchai in another sefer, in the sefer Rav Brachos. He says, no, we follow the Shulchan Aruch, we're following the Shulchan Aruch allowed it, and that's it. And since the Shulchan Aruch allows it, that's it. However, Rabbi Yosef concludes, b'makom tzorich yesh lahakel. Only b'makom tzorich, only when absolutely necessary, is there room to rely on this, to be lenient. And he concludes like that. He said, we'll get to the conclusion in a moment, but he says, well, what, another concern might be Maridayin. Maridayin, meaning people are going to walk by and see a Jewish car in the mechanic store. Let's say you have all the stickers from your kids' schools on them. So it has all the Jewish schools, everyone knows it's a Jewish car. Everyone knows it's a Jewish car because everyone sees all the stickers from the schools on the back. So that might be Maariv Ayin. Maariv Ayin of what? Kablanut is permissible. Meaning, so it would be Maariv Ayin of what? That you're paying him by the hour? Nobody's really paying by the hour. Nowadays, mechanics work by the job. They bill you for the job. And therefore, most people by the job, there's no problem with Maariv Ayin. That's a separate point that he says. But in conclusion, Rav Avraham Yosef says, you can give it to him. You bring your car to the mechanic on Friday, as long as, again, he's billing for the work and not for the hour. So long as he has time, the non-Jew has time to do it on Friday or Motzei Shabbat. And then, even if he does it on Shabbat, it's okay. But, since you're not telling him to do it on Shabbat. And if you need to, b'makom tzorech, even if there is no other option but to give it on Shabbat, he says, yesh lehem al mashi yismochu. He's not so happy with it, he doesn't endorse it 100%, but for a case of tzorech, he's willing to go with a lenient position, because that's the position of the Shulchan Aruch. Have a wonderful evening.